Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, March 31st, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the beautiful game, soccer. And we are focusing on the Zifa elections.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
A Live Talk, as usual, goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency on the 4930, 5940, and 15455 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voandebele.com.
Okwakhathesi singeke satsho ukuthi kuzahamba kanjani, kodwa sikhangele ukubana uDube njengoba esekhethiwe kanye labanye bakhe ku-executive le bazasebenza ukubana betshintshe ezomdlalo wenguquko elizweni. Abantu bayakhonona, siyakubona bayakhonola ukubana engabe esebenzise imali zakhe ukubana avotele kulowo lukhetho. I-opportunity yokuthi bantu bathi gadrisa bese rangakathithasa akathalisela ukuthi semunu akathi not out angathi contesta my elections atakathalisela ukuthi ange ayine zvinhu zvakanaka zvaachaita kuti angatitshinja mutambo wezvenhafu muno muzimbabwe. There is no doubt that there are people who have expressed their feeling, who have not been very happy about his election taking into office, but the people who have been complaining are people who do not have the mandate to vote.
Once again, thanks for joining us. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the Zifa elections.
Controversial former Sima Sports Cuthbert Dube shrugged off the challenge of Trevor Kalisi-Joel when he polled 44 votes to the latter's 34 in a runoff to retain the top football post. Other contestants were Nigel Munyati and Leslie Quindi, who fell by the wayside in the first round.
But some soccer critics are saying the re-election of Dube is a disaster for Zimbabwean football. But those who are backing him are saying he's the right man for the job.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. 2077.
Yeah, for it. Onguka nasi tinoti tinge tichitarisa nezve sarudzo dzezifa dzakaitwa idzo nemuswe mugovera dzikaona idzo vaCuthbert Dube vachisarudzwa kwemamwe makore mana, 4 more years, kuti vange vachitungamira sangano rezifa. Asi pese panoitwa sarudzo dzingave dzekuburial society,
yeah,
kuzifa munyika panoita mutauro, vamwe vachiti havasi kufara nemafambisirwo anenge aitwa sarudzo idzodzo. Ndozvatiri kuona zviri kubuda apa. Vamwe vari kuti munenge makanganisa kuti mudome zvakare vaDube kuti vange vachitungamira Zifa nekuti bhora munyika rafa. Asi vamwe vari kuti aiwa, hapana chakaipa, vaDube vari kubata basa nemazvo, nekudaro ngavarambe vari pachigaro 4 more years.
Yakunjalo uyakhuluma nje Blessing kuti ungazwenze uhle ukhetho lwebhelela society kuba lohlupho. Xa lihlezi phantsi ebhawa lisenza kana kuthiwa iround, ungavele ukhethwe uthi uzibane ngcobe nenwebenguyothengayo. Controversial mnumzana. So vele ukhetho, any khetho nje luyahlupha. Khathi siyezwa kuthiwa abantu bathi hayi uDube kumelanga ukuthi ngawukhethiwe, kodwa bakhona njalo bathi hayi uDube right. So sifuna ukuzwa ngoZulu ukuthi kanti uthini ngodaba lolo. Siyakwazi ukuthi uDube uzuze amavoti angu-44. Kuzobuya ke umnumzana uCarlisi Joel wazuza ngu-14. So kubuya ke uLeslie Quindi wazuzela i-10 yakhe. Kodwa kulo mnumzana ongazuzanga not even one. Uyamkhumbula uthumbani?
Nigel
Mnyati. Yeah, uchayikanda sibili 0. Kuthi akula umuntu oke wamkhangela. Yeah, so
actually he got a single vote.
No.
Why? Kukaya maybe he voted for himself.
Uthi kabe kunjalo. Ngoba kuvota abakhanselazi. So nxa usubala amavoti akhona wathala, uzuze 0. So anyway, sizaphela sikulukize lokho. Zulukandaba singeneni kuhlelo ke inombolo nanzi. Ufone kanye khona ngapho siyakufonela. 001-202-619-2077. Zayiphinda nje mbijani number le kuti liyithole. 011-202-619-2077. Yeah, 7-4-2.
I think we have our first guest, Mr. Muziwetu Hadebe, who I must say is one of the best soccer analysts in the country. Muziwetu, good evening.
It's a very good evening, and a good evening to the listeners.
Now, Muzi, of course, we are talking about the beautiful game. Pele called it the beautiful game, soccer. There were elections on Saturday, and Cuthbert Dube was re-elected as the ZIFA president. But of course, he seems to be a polarizing figure. Why?
Yeah, well, I think what we need to look at, without really looking specifically at him as an individual, we need to appreciate the election process that took place, and I think they were guided by the ZIFA Constitution, a ZIFA Constitution that was approved by most of the stakeholders, a ZIFA Constitution that was also approved by FIFA, and that Constitution also is the one that enables them to set up the councillors, who I think here are the key personnel in terms of determining the fate of Zimbabwean football. And at the moment, it says that the people who constitute the electorate, the councillors, maybe to put it clear, are the 16 PSL club chairs, four reps from each region. Remember, we've got four regions in terms of our Zimbabwean football. Mm-hmm. And then there are also 10 provinces, and the 10 chairs also form part of the electorate in terms of the councillors. Then there are four area zone chairs who also come into the picture. Then there are four who come into the picture through women's football. Mm-hmm. They are identified under four regions. Then come four representatives from the schools, because mm-hmm. the schools, they also form the structure in terms of our football structure, which has been approved. Then come two from the tertiaries, that is the university. And then we have one rep from beach football, another one from five-a-side soccer. And in terms of the schools, it is also worth noting that we include the secondary and the primary schools. Mm-hmm. And in this case, each head and deputy then come in as representative. So that's the structure that has been accepted and that has been followed. And you find that this is the trend almost with most of the countries in Africa, and this is what FIFA has also accepted. So the key issue now mm-hmm. was convincing this setup in voting for you. And I think Cuthbert maybe might have worked very well to convince this structure that I've just mentioned. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, he has been working with this structure for a very long time, which mm-hmm. Could have made life a lot easier. Maybe it is a homework for mm-hmm. whoever would want to dethrone him in the next coming elections to try and work with this structure in mind.
Mm. Thank you for that brilliant analysis.
Very brilliant. Mr. Muzi, how free and fair are these elections?
If you follow the FIFA recommended procedures, one would say that it's fair, because they actually followed the constitution and they followed the structures. You also need to appreciate that these elections were actually monitored by FIFA through a FIFA rep. That's Mamelodi, who came to actually supervise the elections. So when you want to answer the issue of free and fair, you then would want to look at the process, because until the elections were held, literally Dube was still running office. And these are some of the issues then that one Sangula tried to raise to try and stop these elections. Most of his arguments, you would notice, were very valid, although maybe they came a little bit late. So it is the election process that people need maybe to address. And I think now, ahead of the next elections, this is the opportunity now for people to actually look at the election process. And then maybe, to a greater extent, also look at the caliber of our councillors. I'm not taking anything away from them, but we need to look at their caliber as well.
Gibbs, you have a listener?
Yes, Lomlomzana ke usithole ecingweni lapha Blessing. Baba Sithole, ungawutshona njani?
Yebo, njani?
Siyaphila Sithole, ukuphi kulomhlaba?
Ngiyifona ngayo.
Ye, kunjani hala lembare kumbe ngabukwa khona?
Hayi, ngiyavondela.
Oy, avondeli, ye. Siyakuzwa sibili ukuthi uya ulentshukuthi ukuthi ungena kuhlelo. Akusithele ukuthi wena ubona njani ukhetho lolu impumelelo yalo? Ulezifa lona.
Ye, mina ngifuna ukutshela uDube amhlophe. Nyenzela uDube amhlophe. I-election le yenzwe ngama-councillors akade fana ukuthi avote nje ukade besitsho. Abajiwe bajiwe njalo bathiwa ngeke wazimajini. Right from Mr. Sound, kwakayeda kufike Sound. Imagine was white. So labo abantu abade befanele bavote, babone kufanele ukuthi uDube abuyele kwampani. Lanxa thina singabe mhlawumbe silokunye sokusolayo ngaye, but abantu abasebele mandate ukuvota bayenze khona ngoba kubone kufanele ukuthi bavote ngabo. Mhlawumbe okunye okwenzeke ukuthi amanye ama-candidates abe khona khonapho abantu bebengabathembi. Engaye ama-candidates abo abevele ngamanje. So asibongeni khona ngokwenzakeleyo. Lesizogulayo uDube ufundile mhlawumbe ekumakhisini njona la khona ukuthi mhlawumbe uzayi-improve.
Yes.
But mina into engayikholwayo ukuthi abantu bese siye uDube usebenzise imali. Nxa kade esebenzise imali, i-secondary uyiwine njani? Ubathenge njani bona lapho abantu abamvoteleyo ngaleso sikhathi besenjini khonapho? Ubathenge besenjini khonapho? Akumake sense.
Kanti kutsho ukuthi eZimbabwe nxa uvotelwa kumele ube nemali yini, Baba Sithole?
Ye, yikho kumali sayo ukuthi abantu sonke sikhathi yezo kuthiwa ye uthengiwe uthengi uthenge umbani sikhathi bani bonke labo bantu basengiwe abacabangi bona.
Siyakuzwa kakhulu Sithole, kodwa kusuka lapha kuyiwa ngaphi phela? Sesibona ukhetho soludlulile phela, sokumele kuyiwe ngaphi?
Nampa abangende uvice njengoba engenisa mtshayela ihlombe lakhe asebenze as a team kathi sibavuse ibhora ukwenza ukuthi i-image yabo ingabi ithanisi ukukhandeleyo ukuthi abasebenzi abantu lalaba abajiweyo abasebenze lalaba abanqobileyo kwenza ukuthi ibhora lethu liye phambili.
Ye, bayivuse njani ibhora wona ngombono wakho?
Ayi, vele khona vele kunama-constraints ikuthi labona abadresi bazangena ngoba one sector ekhona mstadobe ikuthi vele sinama-financial constraints wona ngwawo ikonoma imangakuhle. That's one thing that we should accept. Ikonoma imangakuhle but khonoko abantu benze imizamo yokuthi ba-raise izimali ngoba igovernment should chip in and fund i-soccer but abanamali lapha abantu bakahulumeni.
Yes,
siyawathatha amazwi enza kuhle government chips in iyafunda isoka.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana.
So, collectively yes. Ngiyabonga.
Ye, faka amazwi akho okugcina baba. Uzuthi kade ufuna ukukhuluma.
Hayi, let's hope ibhola lethu lizavuka. Sikhulekela khona lokho.
Eh, la uyalithanda kakhulu ibhola uyiphi iclub?
Hayi, niyibhoso Dube.
Oh, siyakuzwa mfowethu. Yes.
Anikhuluma lokho
yethu. Ye, sikhuluma zonke mfowethu.
Sasonge Mthabezi.
Oh ye, Mthabezi Mission, eh?
I was one ngangipapha kwakho ngiyawasizwa.
Hayi, sengikukhumbulile Sithole, sengikukhumbulile kakhulu kakhulu ye. Lesikolo ukukhanya kwakutshaya. Yes, sibongela kakhulu mnumzane.
Bye bye.
Siyabonga. Mphinda njalo ke ngilo mnumzane uAdam Moyo. Baba Adam Moyo, ungawutshona njani?
Hayi, sijoni baba, lithona njani?
Isijoni lesibili, nxa ule radio yakho uyehlise ngoba siyayizwa ngapha.
Okay.
Ye, akuyehlise sibili mnumzana Moyo.
Hayi, sengiyehlisile baba.
Ye, wena ungaphi khonapho lapho esikhuluma la ukhona?
Mina ngokulawayo elobhengula.
Ilobhengula yiphi yangkhona? Phela uma lobhengula baningi kakhulu phela.
Lobhengula extension.
Ah, lobhengula extension. Duzani lenjube.
Ngingathi duwa nje number 6 laphana phansi kwe-church leyani utanya kusengwayo entsha leyakhoza thina.
Hayi, sengikubonile kakhulu sibili ye. So ungathini ke ngomdlalo webhola?
Hayi, mina ngibona ngani ukukhetha kwababa uDube uqondile sibili ukuthi abantu basuka bese behlanganisa izinto. Yebo, yebo kambe lokwana kwenza layo obeholo lakhe hayi ngokunye lokwana kodwa ngathi sikhangela sibili ngomdlalo ebhora nangibona ngani bayenze kahle ukuthi beminike ithuba futhi azame ukuthi belunge for ipo yezena bekuyayo.
Aha, aha. So kodwa ubona zani uzalungisa kuphi? Kwini oza kulungisa?
Yeah, especially kokubana la kunational team laphana nxa singakhangela isethi njengoba sike vela sike sabe la ma-games la ugcine sadlala i-South Africa. Nxa beninanzelela mina ngibona bese kungani kuthiwa kuba le-improvement engcono esibili kakhulu ebafaneni. Mhlawumbi ukuthi khonaphana kubaqeqeshi labo yezethivi kube ukubonisana okuthize okungcono. Kwenzeka sibe bemekele bengangeneli abantu babesola lokhu nalokhana besebenze ekhululekile abanye bakhe bonani sigavele lo mdlalo ongcono kakhulu.
Kodwa-ke mnumzana Moyo ubona zani imali iyavela ngaphila imali ukhanyakazaniyo phela ngani iyahlupha phela
ayiluhluphe ukuthi vele khona phelizweni lakithi hhayi imali yele problem kokunye sibili singabe lokhu sisola lapha nalaphana kanti imbangela yemali
ukuthi imali ayikho sibili anti lawasibonele
umkhulumo lapha elizweni hhayi kawumanga kuhle sibili iqiniso lihle.
Pho-ke bazayiphanda njani imali le odube?
Kumele bedinga amacebo labo njengabantu abanomnethiweyo bedimele bedinga indlela zokuthi imali bazayizuza njani. Bona njenge-executive yibo sekumele bebe le mbono ukuthi bangayenza njani ukuze nxa ama-players bangadlala benelise ukuthi bebabhadale ngoba okunye ukwenza vele into zingahambi kahle yikhona ukuthi ama-players asuke ehluleke ukuthi abhadale nokuthi ahambe e-camp in-time actually yabona so ngenxayayo imali so bangalungisa khonokho ngeqiniso ukuthi kuzabaright.
Hayi Emoyo, siyabonga kakhulu ungadinela kusasa phela uphenduke phela kuhlelo baba.
Hayi, hayi ngiyahlala kukhona baba.
Ye, sibongela kakhulu mdala.
And for those of you who are just joining us tonight, we are talking about soccer, the world's most popular sport. And of course, Gibbs, the Brazilians would play it with a bit of samba.
Yeah.
The Germans are known for their technique and determination.
Uh-huh.
And if you go to the Dutch, they invented what is called total football that you see being played by Barcelona, my favorite team, for example, with the likes of Lionel Messi.
You're going to talk about Messi.
Of course, Messi, you know, is no doubt the best footballer since Pele.
But, you know, on my side, I used to love Shushine Piano, South African
from
type.
From South Africa, yes.
But that's not a winning formula, I tell you. You can play around with the ball the whole day and fail to score. Then you lose.
Exactly. That was the problem, you know, with the likes of, you remember, Dr. Kumalo and the likes.
Yeah.
And, you know, but I like total football. And, you know, the only way you can stop Messi, if you're a defender or any team, is to tell him that the match is tomorrow. Then you play today.
that's what we used to do when we were growing up, you know.
Indeed. Somebody playing plastic football in the streets.
Yes. And then, you know, I still remember Willard Kumalo.
Maui.
He used to, you know, generate a lot of, you know, hype after the match. So, you know, after the match, they played with South Africa. He said, you know, Dr. Kumalo is too beautiful to play soccer. Then I asked Willard when we were busy playing our, you know, social soccer thing. So I said, among all these guys, who do you think is too beautiful to play soccer?
Yeah.
And he said it was him.
Maui was indeed, you know, those were the days, you know, when soccer was still soccer. You know, these days, it's a bit problematic. We don't have stars.
Yes.
The likes of Willard, Peter Ndlovu, Moses Chunga, and the like.
Regatende
kuba tiriri, tinava mpofu, mangadi.
Ndirinani mangadi iwe, nyesidio.
Aiwa tiripo, muri kuona sei sarudzo dzakaitwa musi wemugovera idzi dzikati vakathibet dube varambe vari panyanga kwemakore manomwe ari kuteera 4 years.
Sarudzo dzakaitwa hatina hedu zvatingagona kuenda kutapa pamusoro padzo, asi takamirirawo mafanzi ebhora nokundirawo kuti atiifungwadhiwe
sei muchidaro.
Tinokundirawo kuti vave nekutendeka, because hazvina kidzi kuti tinzwe midhia ichinyora ichitorobodza pamusoro pezvavo nekuti vakange vari munhu ari kutoropodzwa, hatizovapi respect yakafanira, kunyange vari chipomero semhosva yechokwadi kana kwete.
Saka topoitwa sei apa?
Hatigoni kuti vabvise nekuti mavhoti akadoitwa, asi vabate nechokwadi. Kana time yacho ichinge yakwanawo, tinokumbirawo kuti vapiwa mumukana vamboitawo.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vamupofu nekupinda muchirongwa chedu muri pabhuruwa.
Aiwa, tinotenda mupofu.
Tatenda. Gibbs.
Yei, ndomnumzana ke uDouglas ecingweni lapha ukobulawayo. Baba Douglas, ungawutshona njani?
Tshonile.
Yei, ungaphi konapho kobulawayo, mnumzana Douglas?
Ndiphumula.
Yei, ngapho kwangikhona ephumula. Kunjani khona ngapha ephumula? Uduzane lemadonkini phela.
Emadonkini.
Kunjani emadonkini? Indawo yami phela le.
Ya emadonkini sihlala nawo.
Awubonike. Ye, akutsho phela lapha sikhuluma ngomdlalo wenguqu, ungathini namhlanje? Ukhalo sithi
ngabe bavotelwanga futhi, hayi bona bathembakale, wayehlula kuti futhi emzi yakhe le ukuthi phinde phinde lomuntu eyifika muntu kulo mnyezi.
So ke nxa usukhangela ubona zane ungakhangela iminyaka engu-4 kumbe ngithi emine edlulileyo leyi, wenze njani? Akusitshele sizwe.
Uyehluleli ukuhambisa amandla asebenzini kulekuzini kumkhesi yabhani lokuzini amandla asebenzini ngendlalanga akulasikwadi semandla 23 kwesekulekuzini kanti ezingakhayeli izini ikanselelungakhayeli ikansele lalemvoti leyo nemali yolazi leyo ngethemba into eliyongakhayela kuma bangayinvestigeyita bona abamvoteleyo fakele wabathengi wabathengi bakathi adinga ama-akhawunti abantu abamvotelayo zatotenie kule mali ezinyeowanela zona.
Kodwa baba Douglas, unganikwa imali enjalo ungayifaka ebhanga?
Wafaka kuma-akhawunti wathumezeli
kulokuthi abanike
ezandlenizandlenibuyabezevota bakwazi umbuni.
Yebo, kunjaniakhawunti
yabo
pho ke ubona
uyakwazi uyakwazi bahlala ngabantu bangaphi ngaphi kumele kuzeni kuma-district yabo.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana Douglas.
Hayi, loangoti ngasimeyibhalovu 4 years ziyahamba silokhu zivele sihluphile.
Boni ke sibongele kakhulu mnumzana Douglas, ungadinelwa kusasa mnumzana.
For those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are of course talking about the world's most beautiful sport, soccer, and we are focusing particularly on the elections that took place on Saturday, which saw Cuthbert Dube being re-elected as the Zifa president. But of course, Mr. Dube is a polarizing figure. He was fingered in the so-called Salarygate scandal, where it was revealed that he was earning about $536,000 US dollars a month and of course the United States President Mr. Obama earns about 400,000 a year. So this is why some people are bitter that Dube has been re-elected as the Zifa President, and of course he was forced by the government to resign his post as the PISMAS, that is the Premier Medical Aid Society chief executive, after this salary scandal. And of course, Gibbs, we also encourage our listeners to take advantage of WhatsApp, Facebook, Twitter. You can also send us an email, studio7@voanews.com. Let's quickly read what some of you are saying on WhatsApp. First, we have Kurawone, who says, in Zimbabwe, it's difficult to beat the incumbent. Iwo vakavotera Dube varwere. He says they are sick. The imminent death of soccer incumbent Zimbabwean. Maxwell says, Zifa elections lack transparency. Bright says, anyway, bad people win. Nikuv vakatanga van. And we have Danai, who says, in actual fact, the Warriors have done much better under Dube's administration, especially reaching the semifinals of CHAN. To me, that was the furthest part in a continental situation we have reached. Zifa still owes Dube a lot of cash. That alone is a clear testimony that he loves his country and his football. Costa says, ish, they promote him again. Kutabire Zifa. And then Tutsi says, to those who were contesting, Dube is the best choice. Yes, our soccer is declining due to poor planning and bad administration. Mr. Jones says, Cuthbert Dube must be prosecuted. He must be ashamed of himself with what he did at PISMAS. At Zifa, he has failed to turn around the fortunes for the last 4 years. New blood was needed at Livingstone House. And Elias says, another rigging again. Anyway, I am already worried about the economy. Mm-hmm. Susan says, what's so special about Dube? Sure, it's like in Zimbabwe, those who own the means of production to exploit the civilians. But for how long will this be? Arthur says, I just hate the manner in which the elections were conducted. Who were the voters? And Venge says, it is said that the so-called Zifa councillors have decided to retain the man who has failed to bring sanity to Zimbabwe soccer. These guys were reportedly given incentives by Dube. I urge the SRC to nullify the result and call for a fresh poll. Comfort says, Zimbabweans are failures. Voting another corrupt leader, that's how we kill our Zimbabwe. I am ashamed.
We've got some messages on Facebook as well, Blessing. We've got one message from Stanford, who just writes, Nikuv. And then we've got Wellington, who writes, in Zimbabwe, those who are corrupt are linked to ZANU-PF gurus, and they are thought to steal anything that makes them to stay in power. Nikuv helped this, he doesn't write Cuthbert, but helped this cash bet to win this Zifa post. I think I'll read those two.
Regaitende kumuteerera ari panhare eshava mangadi.
Diripo makadi ko mambo wangu.
Aiwa ndizvozvo zvemutowa kumwe wakaoma kumwe munyoro makadi henyu.
Shamwari vakomana zvinhu zvamuri kuita izvi mava kutodzimbira maronda angava kutopora izvi tatotanga kufunga Maria munoziva zvamunoita izvi kamusatitamuse zvinhu zvakadai hatisweri tichitaura zvinhu kuti madzanhambwanana akaita sezvinhu izvi zvinoreva chii kuti zvino munoona kuti tine maronda ari kurwadza pamusoro pemari yedu yakapera ichisakiwa vanhu vachikora 500,000 zvino so mava kudzosa zvemunhu wakadaro kuti tirambe tichimuona zvepasini tisamwe munoda kuti tizopedzisira taita zvokudii munoda kuti tiite sei apa.
Point was isha.
Ndiri vanhu vakadzidza kudai muZimbabwe moti makadzidza muri lawyers muri chinechi muri giramba vakaita saiyo kokananga asiri mbava government yakamudzingire pabasa. Chemu yake yanga expire here kuti achibva kunhingirikiri kwake.
Yanga isati.
Okaja mari yakawanda. Yanga isati kana yanga isati expire chinoita kuti mumudzorere kwakare chi. Kuti mumupe chinzvimbo chekuti anodya futi. Ndiani womutuma kudai government president havasi kuzviona here zviri kuitika izvi. Vari kuapruva zvinhu zvakadai here kana kuti chii chiri kuitika nayo vakomana. Inde hamuchida kuita daylight robbery yakadai. Moda kutirwadzisa, munotirwadzisa, moda kuti tiite zvokudii, todii.
Aiwa, shava, tinotenda zvikuru kuti nguva yedu ndoo yati ifambei. We, of course, want to take this opportunity to say a good night to our radio listeners. But as you know by now, you can quickly transition to www.com. voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk, where we are streaming live. So to our radio listeners, good night. And Mr. Hadebe, please do stay on the line.
Yes, lo mnumzana njalo uKlive osecingweni lapha okumele asimelele. Ngibona zandla blessing layo. The Voice of